A very good morning to each and every one of you who are gathered here today. It's always a joy to come to the house of God to worship in Him and also to exalt the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We also want to welcome those who are joining us in online. It's our prayer that God will continue to be with us wherever we are, that together as a church family, in whatever situations might we might in, we will be able to glorify God. I thank the worship team. It was a powerful reminder when we were singing the songs. The last song was a great reminder. It reminds us to whom we belong. It says, I'm yours and you are mine. Can you imagine when we belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord belongs to us. In other words, the God Almighty, the God All-Powerful becomes ours. And the song also reminds us that we depend on Him. You know how true it is. We live in a difficult time. We are unsure of the future. There are so many uncertain things that is happening in front of us. We do not know when things will be normal, right? We are hoping, we are anticipating. We're also looking forward for the day, you know, that things will be much more normal, but we do not know the future. But at all times, the song was a powerful reminder that we can and we should always depend on God. Let's come before God and asking God to help us as we depend on Him for strength, for guidance, and for His presence to be felt. Father, we thank You, Lord, that we can come in Your name, Father. You're a God who's our great help, our Jehovah, our One who's in control of everything in this world, Father. Lord, nothing happens by accident in this world. Everything is in Your providence, Father, in Your grace. And You are fully aware of our lives, O God. And we know for sure that You will see us through in every moment of our life. We thank You, we love You, we bless You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Dear friends, I think all of us are so excited because we step into a new month. We hope things will get better in this new month. Or maybe this new month is a season for us to remember certain things in our life. If I can go around and ask you, what is a particular month you like? Some of you might say, you know, this month, the month of July, is a wonderful month because it's a month that we celebrate certain events in our families. Or some of us will say, it was a moment, you know, that God intervened in my life. It reminds me of God's goodness when I remember this particular month. You know, when you look at the Christian calendar, this is a very interesting and an important month in the Christian calendar. I believe all of us have heard this name, Martin Luther. Martin Luther was a great reformer, and he nailed the 95 theses. And one of his main claims was, we are justified by our faith. And so October is a month of reformation. It's a month that reminds us that we can, and faith is the means for us to experience God in our lives. And I think many of us have read or heard about Martin Luther, the great, one of the greatest men in history. And he wrote one of the greatest songs. You know, I love this song. It's a mighty fortress is our God. If you look at the, you know, when you look at the history, you realize, you know, historians say that many people who were going through martyrdom will always sing this song and remind that their mighty fortress is their God. If you have time this week, I would ask you to just even Google and just reflect on the songs, the lyrics of the song. It's a powerful reminder that God is our helper, and with God as our helper, there is no fear in us. I think that is what Martin Luther was reminding us. You know, when Martin Luther wrote that song, which was based on Psalm 46, you know, Martin Luther was going through a difficult situation. Can you imagine the Pope at those days was just coming after him? There was a prize to his head. And people were just searching for Martin Luther because he was a great reformer. His teachings were about justification by faith. But even then, Martin Luther was firm. He believed in the God Almighty because he believed that, you know, if God is my helper, if God is with me, I'm not afraid of anything, my friend. I think it's a powerful reminder for Christians. If God is with us, who can be against us? No one. No circumstances can be against us if God is in our situation. The passage that we just read today, you know, it's a very interesting passage. If you look at the passage, just to give you a background of what was happening in this particular passage, you know, Paul was in a very similar situation. Paul wanted to testify for the Lord Jesus Christ, and he is in the midst of the Sanhedrin. Before that, you know, there were riots, 2 days of riots. People were just coming after him. People were wanting to kill him. If you read in verse 9, it says, there was a great uproar. Can you imagine? There was a large crowd of people. There was a great uproar. And even in verse 10, if you read in Acts chapter 23, verse 10, it says, the dispute became so violent between the people who gathered in the Sanhedrin that the commander was afraid that Paul would be torn to pieces by then. Can you imagine that kind of anger? They wanted to kill this man. They wanted to end the life of this great apostle Paul. It was a difficult situation for Paul. Paul wanted to testify, but he was not unable to do whatever he wanted to do. But you know, when you look at this particular situation, I realized, you know, we see the providence of God. We see God working in the lives of Paul. Yes, the Lord allowed the situation, the life of Paul. At the same time, the Lord is working in the life of Paul. You know, when you just read the book Acts of the Apostles, you will see two things that's happening. Firstly, you see miracles that happen. The miracles are something that God intervenes immediately, instantly. You see that God comes and redeems His people. For example, when Peter was in the prison, the church was praying, and the Lord opened the doors of the gates, and people and Peter was able to come out. It was a miraculous event. The Lord does things many times, you know, or some of the times miraculously. But when you look at the Acts of the Apostles, most of the time you see the providence of God. In other words, God allows certain things to happen in our life, but that's not the end. But the Lord will see us through. And that is what you will see. And so, my friends, today we don't live by miracles. If the Lord does miracles in our life, they are great and wonderful. But we live with the providence of God, because God allows certain things, adverse situations in our life, unfriendly scenarios in our life, but He will see us through. When you look at the word providence, it's an interesting word. It means simply, and providence simply means to see before. In other words, God sees before. God sees before you and I see. Many times we see what is happening now and then. And so what happens? There is fear. We become afraid because we do not know what is going to happen tomorrow. We see the numbers are increasing in certain parts of the world. Or maybe we do not know, cold season could be a time the numbers will go up. We see the immediate, we see the present, but God sees before things comes. And providence also says that God sees before and He plans accordingly. And so in the book of Acts, you tend to see that God sees before you and I are able to see, my friend. And for His children, God plans accordingly. In other words, it teaches me something, that God is in control. If God is in control of everything in this world, if God is in control of my life, if God is in control of the things that happens in me, I need not fear. And that is what Paul is actually teaching us. If God is in control, we can rejoice. We can rejoice. A couple of things I would like to share with you when you see the providence of God. Firstly, you know, Paul was a great apostle. We would expect God to do a miraculous thing, right? Because this man is almost like an indispensable man. And God wanted him to be an apostle to the Gentiles. He has a task. God has a great plan. And so God should immediately intervene in the life of Paul. But what was happening? You know, the situation was so intense. It was not improving at all. Things were getting bad to worse. I do not know whether Paul would have said, Lord, what's happening, Lord? Lord, I believe You gave me some kind of promise, but what's happening? It's becoming worse. I do not know whether I can stand before Caesar, because that was his desire, to stand before Caesar and to testify for the Lord. But in verse 11, it says, let me read. It says, the following night, the Lord stood near Paul. the Lord stood near Paul. I think the first thing that we learn, God is with us in every situation, my friend. That is the providence of God. God is with us in every situation. Maybe the Lord does not take away that situation from us. But God is with us in every situation. I believe many of you know the prayer of Paul. There was a time that he prayed 3 times. He asked God to remove the thorn in his flesh. But the Lord said, my grace is sufficient. So the first thing, God is with us in every situation in our life. Yes, my friend, I think that's a powerful reminder. Things might not get better. Things might not improve. Things might get worse. But one thing is assured, God is with us. And that is a powerful reminder for each and every one of us. You know, sometimes the Lord allows certain things. For example, the life of Paul, if you realize Paul was in prison for 2 years in Caesarea. Can you imagine a great apostle? If you would have actually allowed him to be outside, he would be just testifying for the kingdom of God and extending God's kingdom. But God, in his own way, allowed this man to be in prison in Caesarea. But because Paul was in Caesarea, if you realize, he wrote the epistle to the Philippians. And he was able to share. And today, we have access to the book, the epistle of the Philippians. And it's a epistle that talks about joy. That's a major theme of that particular epistle. It's about joy. Can you imagine? In a dungeon in those days. Today, I know the prisons can be more like a retreat center. I remember working in the U.S. in medium security prison. Let me tell you, the food they guys eat over there is better than the food that, you know, as a chaplain I was eating. You know, they have wonderful meals and all that. But Paul was in a dungeon. It was a worst kind of a situation, but Paul was in. But God used him to write the prison. And today we have access. And so every time we read the book of the epistle of Philippians, we are reminded of the joy that comes through the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I think that is one thing assured. God is with us in every situation, my friend. It might be good time, God is with us. It might be a difficult time, God is with us. It might be a trying moment in our life, God is with us. You might be in a hospital right now, but God says, I am with you. You might be facing a difficult situation in your life. The Lord says, I am with you, as I was with Paul. Can you imagine the people wanted to tore him into pieces? But the Lord says, be of good cheer, because I am with you. And not only that, if you read in 2 Timothy, Paul also writes the same thing, right? In 2 Timothy, Paul writes, he said, everyone left him. Every people around left Paul. But the Lord stood beside him. You know, some of the friends of Paul said, you know, there's no point coming near this man, because if I come closer to him, the authorities will come against me. Right? Today we live in a world, it's like that. I want to be a friend to someone who has some kind of influence. And so people departed away from Paul because he was causing like something like a stir. But Paul says, but the Lord stood beside me. The Lord stood beside Paul. If you read in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16 to 18 onwards, my friend. I think that is the providence of God, my friend. In whatever situations you might be in, if the Lord does miracle, wonderful. If the Lord immediately comes and intervenes in our life, that is wonderful. We praise be to God. But if the Lord allows that, if the Lord assures his children that he is with us in every situation of our life. Secondly, when I look at the thing, you know, I see God honors faithfulness. Look at the word very carefully in Acts chapter 23, verse 11. I'm just going to look at verse 11 and finish. You know, in verse 11, it says, the Lord said, you know, take courage. In other words, in some versions, you will say, be of good cheer, right? As you have testified about me in Jerusalem. So God honors faithfulness. And I think he also, you know, and he rejoices when we are faithful in his sight. You know, when I was looking at this word, I was for a moment I was asking myself, what? God You know, and God says, you have testified for me in Jerusalem. You know, some of us would have read the life of Paul. If you realize, you know, when you read the way Paul did his ministry in Jerusalem, he did not bear much fruit. In the human eyes, it was a failure. You know, he had a lot of issues in Jerusalem. So if we evaluate, you know, in today's world, if you analyze and say, you know, probably we will most likely will say Paul's ministry in Jerusalem was a failure. There were almost like no converts. There were more issues than success in our terms. But the Lord says, as you have testified for me in Jerusalem. In other words, God recognizes the faithfulness of Paul, my friend. In the eyes of humans, you know, it was a failure. It was a worse investment. There were no fruits. There were difficulties. The outcome was negative. It was not positive at all. That was the way, you know, the world would look at. But God says, I honor and I test, you know, as you have testified for me in Jerusalem. So when I look at it, I realize one of the lessons that we learned, my friend, you know, in an opportunity given by God, right, is worth doing. Whatever, you know, sometimes we, you know, as in when we are in ministry, sometimes when we don't see results, what happens? We feel discouraged. We tell ourselves, you know, did I do well? You know, I've done the right things. I've prayed. I've even fasted. You know, I've done whatever God wanted me to do. But, you know, I don't see results. But that's the way we see. That's the way the world sees. That's the way sometimes church administration might see. But God honors because you are faithful. And that's a reminder for each and every one of us to give us the spirit of perseverance. When we are faithful, when we are sincere in the responsibilities that is given to us, God honors. You will read it in Psalms 75, 6 and 7, you know, about what it says. And when you read 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 and 15, Paul says that every time it's a victory. In other words, even if people don't accept, when I share the gospel of Christ, you know, many times we expect the person to become a Christian. Right, we expect after a few months a person, if the person it doesn't accept the Lord Jesus Christ, if there is no change in the person's life, we think, you know, I'm a failure. You know, I've done, but you know, maybe I did not present the gospel properly. I did not share it in a way, or maybe, you know, I lacked this. But you know, whatever it is, we have spread the gospel, like Paul. He testified in Jerusalem. It was a failure in the eyes of humans, but in the eyes of God, God honors faithfulness. And so that's the providence of God. The Lord allowed certain things. And so in every situation, I think He wants us to be faithful every time, my friend. And so whatever you're doing, tell yourself, I am doing for the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. We are serving people, I'm not saying no. But at the end of the day, what motivates me is I am doing for the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I need to be of good cheer or be of great courage because the Lord is with me. Lastly, the providence of God is, and the Lord provides, you know, as I said, He provides accordingly. Right? In the next verse, if you read, it says, God gives a promise. In other words, if you read the same verse, it says, so you must also testify in Rome. You know, for a moment, can you imagine Paul was in a situation? There is no light at the end of the tunnel, kind of a stuff. I believe he would have said, you know, what's happening? First of all, I do not know whether I will come out of this prison, from this dungeon, from this uproar, from these people who are just coming after me. But the Lord promises. And that's the providence of God, my friend. God is faithful in His word. And God ensures whatever word He has given to us, whatever promises that He has given to us, if it was God who gave us, He will ensure that it is fulfilled. And so the Lord says, you will testify in Rome. You know, one of the things was Paul's desire. He wanted to go to Rome before Caesar. And he wanted to testify about the Lord Jesus Christ because he wanted to be an apostle to the Gentile. He does not know what is going to happen, but God, in his grace, in his providence, assures us. I think that's what, my friend, sometimes in our Christian life, you know, sometimes we lose hope. We say, Lord, you know, I'm sure you gave me this kind of promise in my life when I was praying. But when I look at my life, I realize, you know, maybe it is not going to happen. It is not. But if God has promised you, if God has assured you, if God has given you a word, let me tell you, my friend, the Lord will fulfill his promise when we continue to be faithful, when we continue to be of good cheer, when we continue to have the great courage in our lives. And that's the providence of God. And the Lord even stands with us. So we do not know, right, whether things will improve. But one thing we know, God is with us. Things might become better. Praise God for that. Even at that time, God is with us. We do not know, maybe, you know, the next round, whether we will be here worshiping God together. But whatever it is, God is with us wherever we are. And let me finish, you know, what Martin Luther was saying in his lyrics that he wrote, Mighty Fortress is Our God. I would encourage you to go back, you know, just Google that hymn and just sing that hymn that's so powerful. In one particular word, the last couple of words in the last stanza, he writes this word. He says, the body they may kill, but God stood abided still. His kingdom is forever. Yes, my friend, we do not know the future. The body they may kill. We might be in a situation that might be worse. It might get worse. But the Lord assures us that he is with us. Maybe the things will improve. But even then the Lord says, I am with you. And so as Martin Luther said, the body they may kill, but God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever. Yes, my friend, let's take courage. Let's be of good cheer. You know, whatever situations we are in, always remember God stands beside us. He's just beside us. And he wants us to know that whatever we do for him, he honors that. The Lord appreciates it, my friend. He sees the things that we do. And whatever word that he has given to us, God is faithful. And he remains faithful in our life. Before we take communion, you know, I just want you to take a moment. No moment and just give yourself and say, Lord, you know where I am in my life. You know what is happening in my life. Some of my prayers, my needs, my desires, or even my struggles. Lord, as I quieten myself, I want your Spirit to just speak to me and say that you are beside me, God. I just need that assurance. I need that assurance of God that you are beside me. Because Paul needed that assurance. And the Lord stood beside him, near him, and said, take courage. Let's take a moment and quieten our hearts before God. Dear friends, many times we expect miracles to happen. Yes, the Lord can do miracles in our life. He can do the impossible things in our life, things beyond our imagination, things that we might not have even thought of. The Lord can do the impossible. But many a times, or most of the times, we see the providence of God. Just want you to take a moment, quieten our hearts before God. The Lord knows where you are. Some of your struggles. Maybe it's a struggle that you're having in your personal life. Maybe a struggle at home. Or maybe your finances, or even in your struggles, in your decisions. But if we are faithful, when we abide by His word. The Lord says, I'm with you. I'm just beside you. I just want you to know that I'm just standing with you. And so when you leave this place, the Lord says, take courage. Be of good cheer. Whatever you do for me, the Lord honors that, my friend. And the Lord keeps His word. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day that you have given us, O God, and for reminding us a mighty fortress is our God. Yes, Lord, we can live alive in your providence, Father. Not just by miracles alone, but by providence, that He will see us through. As the psalmist says, O God, even though I walk through the valley of darkness, I fear no evil, because even in that darkness, you are with me, O God. Your staff comfort me. Help us, O Lord, to know that you are in control of everything. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I believe all of us have taken our communion cups and the wafer. Just want you to reflect on the words that I'm going to read, where the same apostle writes to the church in Corinth in chapter 11. And he writes, and I believe he's also informing us about the importance of communion. Let me read from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Apostle Paul says, for I have received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. So whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes. When we proclaim the Lord's death, in other words, we proclaim the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord's death is a reminder that He loves us, my friend, because we belong to Him. And He wants us to be His people. And we should always call upon Him. Let's take a moment to quieten ourselves and give ourselves and say, Lord, be my fortress, be my guide, and be my help. And thank God for His love. Let's partake together, my friend, the body of Christ that is given for us. We thank God. The blood of the new covenant that is shed for us, let's partake. Father, we do not have any words, O God, but we just come and say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, for your word that is so powerful and your word is so active, O God. Thank you, Lord, for assuring us that you are with us. Help us, O Lord, to leave this place with an assurance. No matter what happens, God is in control, and God is with us. We thank you. We love you. In your name we pray. Amen.